Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt all week long. It's been a pleasure to fill in for him. He will be back on Monday morning. It's about 18 minutes after 9, and I would love to talk to our next guest about many things. Chicago Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady has joined us. So nice to talk to you again.
Good morning. Lots going on.
There is a lot going on. I saw you all over TV. North Halsted Market Days is going on. We're still dealing with a little bit of an uptick in COVID, but now a monkeypox is also a concern.
That's right. Yesterday the federal government declared that state of emergency for monkeypox, or what we're often calling MPV, in Chicago. I think that's a good thing. I'm hoping it'll get more vaccine for MPV here quickly and also give us some more flexibility on federal funding, because, you know, we're doing a big response on this, just like we have on COVID. And so I thought that was some good news, but certainly worrisome in terms of continuing to see cases increase, especially in the population of men who have sex with men.
So vaccines are available, but there is a shortage, correct?
That's right. So for monkeypox vaccine, this is a disease, so people understand that normally we see zero cases of in the U.S. in a given year, maybe one in a traveler. There's a part of the world in West Africa where people from exposure to small forest animals, but this outbreak, this person-to-person, mostly sexual and intimate contact transmission, is different. And so it's not like there was vaccine already on the pharmacy shelves or that your doctors had. And so it has been coming from the federal government. They've been working to get more and get it out quickly. But we've received about 25,000 doses, which is not nothing. And we got those out pretty quickly. But we have about 120,000 men who have sex with men just in Cook County. And that is the group that's at highest risk. And then we're also thinking about their contacts. So we're ready to go with even more vaccinating as more is available. But vaccine is not recommended or needed for the general public at this time. For the public, risk remains low. We're really concerned about gay, bisexual, or other men who have sex with men who also have other risk factors, like having multiple or anonymous partners. That's who we're prioritizing right now for vaccine. But more to come, and really appreciate everybody who's been helping increase awareness of this.
And education is key. I mean, you need to be informed. You need to use protection. I was really proud of our city and the Chicago Department of Health offering fentanyl test strips and Narcan, yeah, by the way, at Lollapalooza. Because, you know, things are going to happen, so we have to do a preemptive strike. Will this program continue?
Yes, absolutely it will. And if folks don't know, we worried there's a very strong opioid called fentanyl that we are seeing often in a lot of illicit drugs. Like, we're seeing it in cocaine, we're seeing it in ecstasy, we're seeing it in pills that are not coming from pharmacies. And the problem is it's so strong that people will experiment with these substances. Fentanyl is such a strong opioid that we see people like dying after one use. And so, yes, we partnered with the Chicago Public Library, and Narcan is an available nasal spray that if somebody has had an opioid overdose will save their life. And fentanyl test strips help people test a drug that they might use to know if it's at risk. So, yes, we are continuing and, in fact, expanding this program. We will send Narcan or fentanyl test strips to anybody in Chicago free of charge. We're also increasing even more. You can get them in lobbies of many libraries, health department, some businesses, and much keeping this up, because I hate seeing opioid overdoses. They are preventable if people have access to Narcan, and we want to get people into treatment, of course, if they have ongoing opioid use disorder.
Yeah, but I love that it's not being brushed under the rug anymore. We have to talk about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, many of these people are not planning to overdose.
That's exactly right. That's the biggest problem. It's different than you go back 10 years, and we were seeing opioid overdoses in people who were perhaps using heroin more often, or they were taking large amounts of prescription pain medications. But now we are seeing people who have absolutely no intention of taking an opioid, but we're seeing this very strong opioid contaminating these other drugs. And so you'll see kids, you know, who think they're having fun and they want to take one pill of something, and it can be fatal. And that is just, you know, that's a big problem on multiple levels, and certainly encouraging people, you know, not to be using substances that are illicit, but also if they're going to, I want to keep them safe.
Dr. Alison Arwady on the line with us. I know you're very busy. I want to touch on a few COVID topics real quickly.
Sure.
Originally, we were told you only had to quarantine for 5 days, but then President Biden got a rebound case very quickly. What is suggested now? Just keep testing until you're negative?
So nothing has changed officially, and I can talk about that. So if you are diagnosed with COVID, nothing has changed. You need to isolate, stay home for 5 days. And then in days 6 through 10, if you're feeling better, if you're feeling well, you can go out and about, but you need to really be wearing a mask, and you should be careful about not, you know, being near people who are immunocompromised, et cetera, during those days 6 through 10. What we are seeing, like we saw in President Biden and some others, is that with BA5, people are sometimes having tests that stay positive longer, or in some people who take Paxlovid, which we encourage because it helps keep people out of the hospital, we are sometimes seeing people test positive again later. The chances of spreading it are really quite low, but especially for someone like, you know, the president, who's going to be in contact with a lot of people, they're going to be of extra concern. But wearing that mask is important, and if people aren't feeling well, or if a test is still positive and you're nervous about it, I'd encourage people, you know, to potentially isolate up to those 10 days. But we're seeing so many people have mild cases at this point. They're feeling unwell for 24, 36 hours. And in those cases, it remains 5 days at home and then 5 more days of careful masking and just being extra cautious during that time.
In my opinion, vaccines are the answer, and I'm wondering about the new fall booster.
Yeah. So, yes, vaccines, I mean, vaccines are what turned this disease from something that was filling up our hospitals, killing thousands and thousands of Chicagoans, to still a disease that is very serious. It's much worse in terms of our outcomes than the flu is, for example. But for people who are fully vaccinated, boosted up to date, you know, I am not worried about them in the same way that I was before we had vaccine at all, and encourage people to do that now. We are hearing that there will be an updated vaccine that will be a better protection against the variants, against Delta, against Omicron, BA4, BA5, and that will be here in the fall. We're hearing possibly as soon as late next month, late September. It could be early October. I don't have official notice on that yet, but this will really help, I think. As long as people are up to date with their original vaccines, it help, you know, the protection against severe outcomes are very good, but we think this should also help with breakthroughs. So I want to encourage people right now, if you're not up to date with the ones you have now, your booster, please do that now, so that you've got all the protection heading into what will be a pretty significant campaign. Certainly all adults will be, I think, we'll wait to see, but recommended to get one shot of that updated vaccine. I'm excited about it because it should help us tamp this down again.
We're getting there. We are so getting there, and you have done a great
job.
Dr. Alison Arwady, you honestly, you're a rock star in my book. You know that. You just keep us up to date on all the facts. Totally appreciate you taking the time out this morning.
Oh, really appreciate it. Folks should check out chicago.gov/monkeypox if they've got additional MPV questions, or chicago.gov/COVID if they've got COVID questions. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.